Now, so fearsome were the ancient Picts in today's Scotland that the Roman Emperor Hadrian had a wall built to keep them out, but the inhabitants of one small village in Gaul feared neither Romans nor Picts. Yes, we're talking about Asterix, the Gallic comic book warrior, and his massive friend Obelix. They are embarking on a new series of adventures. And the new Asterix book is published today. One fan, Nicholas Buddy, was looking forward to it.
I'm not really nervous. I'm expecting a good moment, simply a great album. I'm wishing them good luck, lots of success, and if the album is a good one, it will be marvellous.
Well, Anthea Bell has translated the whole of the Asterix oeuvre from French into English since 1969, and she joins us on the line now. Anthea, first of all, thank you very much. I enjoyed Asterix books throughout my childhood, so I must have been enjoying your work.
Well,
what's it like to translate?
my own sons grew up with Asterix, of course. I was translating them the whole time they were schoolboys, and now my twin granddaughters love them.
And what's it like to translate?
Oh, great fun, because the original French is full of wordplay and puns, and that's a challenge to a translator. You can't translate wordplay straight. You have to think of an equivalent.
Well, yes, I was going to say, actually, you know, I remember from reading them, they are full of puns, many of them in Latin. Some of them you relate to Edward Gibbon, for example, I decline all the time, this sort of thing. It must have been enormous fun. It must be quite difficult, though.
Yes, fortunately, the French allow one quite a lot of latitude. You see, their readers in French wouldn't know about Gibbon and the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. But one can use that title to substitute for something typically French.
So what can we expect now in his new adventures?
Well, we can expect that the team is a new one. By permission of Albert Uderzo, the original artist, who wrote many of the stories after his partner René Goscinny died, and now he is passing the stories on to a new writer and a new artist who have paid great attention to the tradition of the whole saga.
So great attention to the tradition. So are we seeing a change of tone at all, or are we seeing continuity?
We're seeing a great deal of continuity, a few changes, naturally, and, of course, the subject of Scotland has never been tackled before. And so the Gauls are introduced to wearing tartan. They are introduced to the national drink. They take to it. They call it malted water. They get to meet Nessie the Loch Ness Monster and a lot of other such subjects.
OK, and do we know anything about the other books that are yet to come? Or
no idea,
no.
The new author says he went to Scotland for his holidays and he loved them.
And so where he's going for his next holiday, that's going to be the clue.
Exactly, yes. I don't know that anybody will tell me or anyone else.
All right. Well, look, thanks so much for joining us. Anthea Bell, the translator of the Asterix books.